Water restriction levels and what they mean. Producer's note: this document shows the logo of Wellington Water Limited. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 18th of March 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Water restriction levels and what they mean. Our daily water supply has a limit, which means we have to be careful to manage our daily water supply and demand, and don't use too much, especially when we're facing long periods of hot and dry weather. Water restrictions help us all understand how we can best manage our water use, so there's enough to go round for the necessities. Water restrictions are decided by local councils, Wellington City Council, Porirua City Council, Hutt City Council, Upper Hutt City Council and South Wairarapa District Council, and may differ between councils. If you want to find out which water restriction level is in effect in your area, head to www.wellingtonwater.co.nz or your local council website, or call your local council. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service. www.nzrelay.co.nz. Water restriction level 1: use sprinklers every second day. If you live in an even-numbered house, you can use sprinklers or irrigation systems only on even-numbered days between 6 to 8 a.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. If you live in an odd-numbered house, the same rules apply for odd-numbered days. Sprinklers and irrigation systems are restricted to these times because it helps limit water evaporating in the heat of the day. Dividing houses by odd and even numbers spreads the load of daily water demand and helps manage daily supply levels. You can use handheld watering devices any time, on any day, so long as you don't leave them unattended. Water restriction level 2: no sprinklers or irrigation. Only water your garden by hand. All unattended watering systems are banned. You can water your garden by hand any time, on any day, so long as you don't leave your garden hose or watering device unattended. Water restriction level 3: stop residential outdoor water use. There is a ban on all residential outdoor water use. Businesses can continue to operate as normal, but please be pragmatic and responsible when watering. Following level 3 restrictions can reduce the risk of moving to level 4. While you can save water in other areas, do not reduce the amount of water you drink. Water restriction level 4: stop all outdoor water use, reduce indoor water use. Water restriction level 4 means there is a significant water shortage. At level 4 there is a ban on all outdoor water use, and we need to reduce indoor water use to ensure there is enough water for everyone. To help save water, people should stop all outdoor water use, take 2-minute showers and limit their laundry use to 1 load per person per week. While you can save water in other areas, do not reduce the amount of water you drink. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 18th of March 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320417 3. Email info@aicoms.co.nz. Website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.